Deciphering the Science You Hear About. We're visiting today with Dominique Brossard, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Dominique, how do people determine what's real or not when they hear about science information?
I think you ask an excellent question that all of us should ponder. And so we tend to actually pick on the headlines that pick up our curiosity. And very often we fail to actually click on that headline and go to the bottom of the news story.
Dominique, do you have some tips for people reading science news?
Yes, and I think that the one main aspect that we need to think about is like we need to go beyond the headline. Because very often, media organizations make money when we just click and share something without, you know, potentially us reading.
What must science do to better communicate to people?
Science should need to be listening to what communities care to talk about and not just, you know, pretending that they know best what's good for the people, but little what the people want to talk about. And I think that's a very important thing to do.
What should you do if you confront a piece of science that contradicts your existing beliefs?
That's where I think you need to go to the bottom line of the story. And what's complicated with science news is very often they base on a little tiny piece of truth, you know, that gets vastly exaggerated. And so, you know, like go in and see if there's something that's been published and that study was actually published in a real science journal by real researchers is the main key point to keep in mind.
Do our farm and rural populations have specific biases that you're aware of based on agriculture and what they do?
My grandparents and so on, farm dairy farms for many generations. And indeed, I think we are bringing up that idea that we know better than anybody else, we feed the world, and that actually our views, therefore, you know, should be recognized. Well, that's a bias in itself. And I think all of us, we always, you know, can learn from others that do not come from the same background. So, yes, we have our bias too.
Dominique, why should people trust scientists?
People should trust scientists because science as an institution relies in a very, very carefully set of principles to come up with data that's supported by evidence. So if something is published in a reputed scientific journal, it's because there's a lot of work that came into making sure that that study has data that's actually credible and trustworthy.
We've been visiting with Dominique Brossard, Department of Life Science Communication, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.